This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. This story comes from a family history submitted to the Roseau County Museum by Benita Cowper. She has compiled the history of the family of Lars Nilsson and Britta Larsdotter. I've read parts of Benita's story the past 2 weeks, telling about two of their sons, Peter and Martin. Today I'll read about Andrew, third oldest child in that family. Andrew Nilsson was born Anders Larsson on March 12, 1862 in Sweden. When they arrived in Minnesota in 1880, they settled in Meeker County, south of Dassel. It is thought they changed the spelling of their name from Nilsson, N-I-L-S-S-O-N, to Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. At that time, Anders became Andrew, Per Olaf became Peter, etc. The family farmed there until 1888 when they moved to Roseau County, and Andrew's parents settled on a homestead. In 1885, Andrew was, quote, set apart for an evangelical service, which brought him to experience many things. He was ordained in the Baptist Church and was often known as Preacher Nilsson. His preacher work began to take the form of a missionary because of his traveling amongst the newly built areas in northern Minnesota. In 1888, Andrew came to Roseau County in Minnesota. He had preached in the area the year before and had liked the area very much. He took a homestead and stayed as a minister. During his career, Andrew would travel throughout northwestern Minnesota, the district of Rainy River, Ontario, and a great deal of Manitoba and Saskatchewan. Christina Erickson was born Kirsten Ehresdotter on December 16, 1860, in Uttermalung, Dalarna, Sweden. She was given her permission to emigrate to America on the 24th of May, 1888, when she was 27 years old. Her brother Magnil and his family also emigrated. Magnil left 2 months earlier than his wife and children and sister Christina. Christina never learned to speak English very well, although she would learn to understand it. In 1881, Andrew and Christina married. They would have 6 children while living in Strip of Roseau County: Emma, Edward, Samuel, Esther, Albert, and Emmanuel. In 1899, Andrew filed his declaration of intent to naturalize as a U.S. citizen. As he emigrated from the U.S. prior to the requisite 10-year waiting period, he never did become a U.S. citizen. In 1904, the Andrew Nilsson family moved to Sprague, Manitoba, Canada. It was here that their daughter Annie was born. Andrew was known as a talker. He could talk for hours on end, even if there was no one in the room. This might account for his mastery of the English language. His sermons were usually 2 hours long, and most of them were in Swedish. He sermonized in his normal speaking voice. He was not a fire and brimstone type of preacher. He was also known for his love of cookies. His niece, Florence Nordstrom, remembers her Uncle Andrew coming for tea with a bag of cookies and not sharing them with anyone. While in Sprague, he traveled extensively to spread the gospel message, traveling to Winnipeg, Toulon, Norris Lake District, and other places in Manitoba. He was quite often gone for a month or two at a time. His traveling also took him to the Rainy River District and eventually to the Little Grassy River. It was a newly settled area with a number of Scandinavians. In 1909, Andrew took his free land and moved his family from Sprague to Berglund, Rainy River District, Ontario. As there were no roads, he reached their final destination by boat. They had a few head of cattle, and Christina and the children had the task of keeping things going smoothly at home. They had a very difficult time, as all they had for money was what Andrew received in the collection plate. Son Albert called preachers like his father bread and butter preachers. All of the children worked to support the family. In doing his missionary work, time after time he traveled to both the United States and in Canada, as far as northern Saskatchewan, which he called Saskashaven. Christina was known as a very kind lady, giving but serious, and she lived religion. Her obituary in the January 25, 1929 Roseau County Times stated the following: Deceased was of a quiet and peaceful nature, not eager to partake in the activities of the community, but confining her untiring, unselfish efforts to her own domain, the home. She was the mother of seven and compelled respect and devotion from those who knew her intimately. Modest, honest, and open-minded, she will be well remembered and sadly missed by her devoted relatives and friends. Christina also always had a bad leg, possibly due to high blood pressure. To relieve the pain, she would bleed the leg, and everything would be fine for a while. She also suffered from severe headaches and spells, possibly caused by diabetes. Her obituary stated she endured a long and often painful illness. She died in her home in Burgland, Ontario, where she is buried. In the early 1930s, Andrew traveled to Saskatchewan, as he preferred their dry air. There, he met Sarah Hodges, and in March, they married. Sarah already had one child. Andrew and Sarah lived in Kenwood in northern Saskatchewan. In 1932, Andrew's residence was listed in a sibling's obituary as Velan, Saskatchewan. Other addresses during his Saskatchewan years included Prince Albert and Stump Lake, north of Battleford. Sarah passed away in 1939. Andrew traveled preaching the gospel until he was about 80 years old, when his health would no longer let him travel. He then lived in his own little house beside his son Emmanuel in Tovel Township, Ontario. There he lived in peace and quiet. His health failing for some time, Andrew passed away in 1946 at his home, nearly 84 years old. The funeral took place at the Baptist Church in Burgland on January 20th, was performed by Carl L. Lundgren. Numerous nephews and their wives traveled from Roseau, Minnesota to sing several songs. He was buried in the Burgland Cemetery. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.